earlier this week, Algeria's Taoufik Makhloufi won Olympic gold in the 1500 meters. If you're an American, chances are you don't know that's more or less the metric equivalent of the mile. And that's bad for the sport, at least in this country. But there's a movement afoot in track and field to help solve this problem. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman has more.
Track and field has a numbers problem, as in there are too many of them. The 60, 26.2, 4x8, 203, 5, 8, 10K. Back in the 1950s, there was just one number that mattered.
I think there are only a handful of achievements, like breaking 4 minutes for the first time in any sport, that comes close to what Roger Bannister has done.
That's Ryan Lampa of Running USA, an advocacy group for the sport. In 1954, doctors actually warned runners that breaking the 4 minute barrier could prove fatal. Bannister, of course, proved them wrong that year. But since that achievement, something has died. The mile. Lampa, whose personal best is 4:11, wants to return the distance to its former glory. He started the Bring Back the Mile campaign.
As Americans, we think, speak, and relate in miles. Our signs are in miles. Our odometers are in miles. It's America's distance.
That's the problem. Only 5% of the world's population, the U.S. basically, use miles. Everyone else is metric. And because of that, in the 1970s, the sport's governing body urged America to modernize its tracks. A lap used to be 440 yards. Four of those, and you've got a mile. New tracks measured 400 meters. Four laps total 1,600 meters, a nice round number that happens to be 31 feet too short. Lampa calls it the misfit mile.
I think I can say that there's not an American boy that has dreamed of breaking 4 minutes for 1,600. But they have for the mile.
When the tracks changed, so did high school competitions. 44 states decided the 1600 was close enough and made it their official distance. Five adopted the 1500 meters, the so-called metric mile, which is run at the Olympics. Only Massachusetts hung tough with the mile. Lampa and Bring Back the Mile are petitioning high school athletic federations to follow its lead. Focusing on high schools may not seem like the obvious place to revitalize a sport, but there was a time when a high school kid was the sport.
The Los Angeles Coliseum, where 10,000 track fans watch the start of the Compton Mile. Among the speedsters is 19-year-old Jim Ryan, who set a U.S. 2-mile record weeks before on this same track.
A decade after Bannister, Jim Ryan of Wichita, Kansas, became the first high schooler ever to go sub-4. He's the last American to hold the world record, a former congressman, and today, an advocate for Bring Back the Mile.
You know, track and field is one of those great events that to some people has kind of a circus atmosphere. In other words, they have a hard time following it. So we need to make it as friendly as possible by making the event, making it so they can understand.
Ryan notes that as the mile faded, other races took its place in the spotlight. Sprinters claim the title of world's fastest with a win in the 100-meter dash. And big city marathons now line up tens of thousands of participants at $200 a pop. But Robert Johnson of Let'sRun.com says that as a track fan, the mile is still the race to beat.
It's got all the best parts of sort of all the different races, sort of the tactics of the 800, but the endurance of the longer distance stuff. But it doesn't take, you know, 15, 30 or 2 hours to play out. It all plays out in just under 4 minutes.
If Bring Back the Mile's efforts are successful, Americans will get to see more of those four-minute duels, a few less of those misfit distances, and maybe more track and field on the airwaves. For Only a Game, I'm Todd Bookman.